Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Italian police have targeted 18 Islamic extremists in an anti-terrorism operation. Police arrested 9 suspected terrorists and were hunting for 9 others Friday in a crackdown on a group with links to Al-Qaeda and a possible attack on the Vatican. Prosecutors said some of the suspects are believed to be linked to the 2009 market bombing in Peshawar, Pakistan. Prosecutor Mauro Miura told reporters in Sardinia Friday that years of investigation and monitored telephone calls suggested the Vatican or even Pope Francis was a potential target. Police said the targets of their nationwide operation were all Pakistanis or Afghans, either directly linked to or inspired by the Al-Qaeda terror network. Airstrikes continued in Yemen on Friday, 3 days after Saudi Arabia declared an end to the bombing campaign. As Heather Murdoch reports, the United Nations says civilian casualties have mounted since the start of the campaign against Shiite Houthi rebels.
Analysts say there appears to be no end in sight to the fighting, with Saudi Arabia pressing on with its airstrikes despite announcing an end to the bombing campaign on Tuesday. The Houthis and their allies control Sana'a, holding anti-Saudi Arabia rallies on the streets. The exiled Yemeni government says there will be no peace talks until the Houthi militants and their allies put down their weapons. The Houthis say there will be no peace talks until Saudi Arabia stops the bombing. The United Nations says more than 1,000 people have been killed in the past month, including at least 115 children, and that 150,000 people have fled their homes.
Reporter Heather Murdoch, this is VOA News. Thousands of people and several world leaders gathered in Armenia Friday to mark the 100th anniversary of the World War I killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks. Guests visited a memorial, a hilltop monument leaning inwards toward a flame set in a sunken bowl. Each of the marchers put a yellow carnation on a forget-me-not wreath, the anniversary symbol. Speaking at the site in the capital Yerevan, Armenian President Serge Sarkisian thanked world leaders for their presence and their commitment to human values by saying nothing is forgotten. Armenia refers to the killing of up to 1.5 million, that is, of its citizens during World War I as genocide. Turkey accepts that many Christian Armenians were killed in fighting during the war, but denies it amounts to genocide. The United Nations Refugee Agency has praised plans by the European Union to triple its funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. However, as Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the key issue is refugee safety and access to asylum when fleeing violence in their own countries.
Both the UN Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration are welcoming the European Union's decision to expand its search and rescue mission in the Mediterranean Sea. They call the tripling of funding for joint naval operations an important first step towards stopping the loss of migrants' lives. So far this year, more than 1,700 people have drowned attempting to cross from Libya to Europe. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says collective action is the only approach that can stop the intensifying tragedy.
The boat crossings are not just a migrant phenomenon. They are a refugee one too. Half those who crossed the Mediterranean in 2014 were people seeking refuge from wars and persecution.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor has been evacuated after a report of a suspicious package. New York City police say its units are investigating the site, one of the most popular tourist destinations in the New York area. The Wall Street Journal reports the evacuation was ordered after someone telephoned a bomb threat Friday and police dogs detected a suspicious scent, that is, on a package. And a series of new studies by U.S. seismological experts is drawing a closer link between drilling for oil and gas and this disturbing rise in the number of earthquakes in areas not usually prone to seismic activity. The main culprit is hydraulic fracturing or fracking. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.